Okay, let me start the transcription. Okay, got it. All right, and I'll call the special meeting of WPCA to order at 6:31. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance, to the Republic of America, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call.
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Bob Miani.
Here.
Rose Pertoso. Kelly Curtis.
Here.
James DeMeo.
Here.
Okay. Let's see, public portion. I don't see anyone from the public, so we'll leave that open and we'll go right to the main item, the purchase of pumps. And Ed, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. Listed in your packet, you have the estimate for the second of the raw sewage pumps to get purchased. They're holding the same price of the previous one that we bought this past year. After July 8th, they're going up anywhere from 10 to 15%. So that's why the special meeting is being held, to get the approval, if we could get one before the price increase.
This is something we had voted to do last year, actually. So someone want to make a motion?
I'll put that in the form of a motion.
Okay, we'll hear a second.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
I have a little discussion, only because just for clarity, Ed, I'm not trying to micromanage or anything. So we bought three variable speed drive controllers.
Yes, sir.
We bought the one pump last year. We're buying this one for this fiscal year, and we're going to buy one more in next fiscal year, and we should be all set on raw sewage. Now, correct. What I'd like to ask you, where do we stand on check valves? Are they basically new or not really? I mean, I check valve works or doesn't work, but I'm just curious.
The check valve is right now all work. We replaced one. Actually, Steve and I replaced one about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that was not working. Because of the age of the piping, it was hard to find the replacement parts for those check valves. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, Steve is very good at making sure we have enough in stock. Those are something that will need to get replaced, but I'm not tremendously worried about it just yet. I think if we're going to, depending on how long we entertain and look into the privatization, we'll determine, you know, what else we should do. If it's going to be another couple of years, then yeah, I think within the next year to two, we're going to have to look into check valves and some other things as well. But if it's not something that's going to take another couple of years, we're going to have to go through a plant upgrade. And we're really, at this point, trying to get the necessities of the plant corrected that may not make it the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. Okay. Only because I fell into the same issue where I had problems with checks and we had to have them machined just to fit in place because we couldn't get the original ones. That's the only reason I'm asking. And thank you. I'm like I say, I'm not micromanaging. I'm just curious from my own where I stand.
No, absolutely. I encourage any questions because I don't know everything. And if you can offer some piece of advice or anyone can, I'd be more than happy to listen or, you know, anything that we could do differently.
Okay.
All right. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Absolutely not.
Please. Okay. Now the one that you ordered last year is not here, right? The one, it's going to be here in September.
Yes. It's right now when we ordered it, we were told 6 to 8 months. And if we put the order in for this next one, it's another 6 to 12 months, what they're telling us now.
Oh, well, all right. So I was just wondering, the first one that's not here yet, is what, what budget is that going to be paid out of? Is it going to be paid out of this coming budget, the new budget, 22-23, or is it going to be paid out of this year's budget, 21-22?
The one that we're waiting for should be out of this year's budget, because we uncovered that expense already as soon as we ordered.
21-22. Okay, I just want to be clear.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, just for the commission, if we find later in the year that we can somehow find this $60,000 or $70,000 with the additive cost, we might want to get something ordered sooner than later. Because I think we're seeing, you know, we're seeing stuff way, way behind. I waited almost a year for a generator.
Yeah.
It's just something to look at the future when we see how things are going by maybe January.
Plus the price is going up regularly too.
Price, correct.
So, okay, we have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we're doing that. And Marcy, you're going to get the purchase order done and over to finance, and then we'll get this order. Okay. Well, okay. Again, you know, there's some discussion about that, but our purchase order are from WPCA. They're not city purchase orders. So we'll get that straightened out and make sure we're on track with that.
I got a question for Ed before we leave this.
Yeah, it's only got to be about this topic, though.
Right. The Dodgers. Ed, are these pumps that we need to replace, are these the pumps that are same as the ones in the pump stations?
No, these are a little bit different.
Okay, these are at the plant.
These are at the plant, yes. Okay. The reason we went with these pumps is because of when we did the facilities upgrade plan in 2020, these were the pumps that Weston and Sampson was recommending, not these exact pumps, the brand.
Yeah.
This exact type of pump that we were going to use in the raw sewage upgrade if we were to do it. So if we have three new pumps, that will be one less thing to purchase during the upgrade because we will already have them.
We'll have to make an adjustment between the two different budgets at that point. So, okay. A motion to adjourn will be in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
Second. Thanks.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we're adjourned.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.